Lord, you're a good God, and you care about all the big things.
主啊，你是一位好神，你能关心的那些大事。
But you also care about the smaller things.
但是同样你也关心这些小事。
And Lord, we thank you that you have resolved the issues in Mrs. Liu's life and the family life. We're thankful that Echo and Hans and Coco have got their proper cards.
那主要我们也感谢您，感谢您呢，就是说是在那个鲁大姐的人生里做工，然后呢，她的女儿 Coco 还有Hans还有Echo 他们所有的人呢都拿到了枫叶卡。And
we're thankful that Lin's son has got his iPad back.
我们感谢Lin的儿子呢，他的那个iPad也找到了。But
Lord, he's got a big deal coming up. He's got an ESL exam on Saturday. And Lord, it's important that he do well.
主啊，这是他还有另外一件大事呢。他在那个星期六呢有一个那个雅思的考试，这个对他们来说也是非常重要的。We
pray that you will help him learn English.
我们也帮求你帮助他的儿子学习英语。And
we pray that you will give him good grades on this exam.
所以呢，我们也祷告您呢，在让他呢在这个考试过程中考出好成绩。And
then, Lord. We got this problem of this new construction next door to Linda.
主啊，我们现在有这样的个问题，在那个Linda女儿的那个旁边的有一个新的建筑。And
this tree line, Lord, looks like there's confusion. We pray that somehow the new contractor will correct that problem.
现在我们看见了这个，就是说是树墙呢出现了一些问题。那么说呢，我们就祷告那个建商呢能够那个解决这个问题。
And Lord, we're thankful that you help us in these smaller things. We know that you care about the bigger things.
所以主要我们非常感恩您呢，在这个地方呢小事上帮助我们。我们也知道呢，您呢就是关心大事。And
Lord, our major prayer is this, that you will work in each of our hearts, that each of us will know and love the Savior and be assured of our faith.
所以主要我们的主要的祷告是呢，您会在我们每个人的内心做工，就是说呢，我们每个人呢都会爱救主，并且对我们的信心有确信。Teach
us, we pray, that we will believe, and having believed, that we will know that we'll be able to go on to heaven.
所以这个呢，求您呢就教导我们，教导我们呢，这样呢我们就可以相信，我们相信了以后呢，我们就可以去到天堂。And
Lord, we pray that you will teach us. We've come again this afternoon to learn. We pray that you will teach us what we need to know.
所以主要我们也祷告，您会教导我们。我们今天下午呢在这里来学习，所以求您呢教导我们我们应该知道的事情。
And so we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Very good. Well, we've been studying in the afternoons in the book of Genesis. And at the same time, we want to welcome Winston and Lucy and Sharon and Gia.
同时呢，我们要欢迎呢，温斯顿、艾丽丝、夏尔文，还有马杰。Genesis
chapter 5.
创世纪的第五章。
And it's the introduction to the fact that Noah is going to build the ark.
所以这里就是一个介绍，介绍呢就是说是挪亚要准备建造方舟了。But
in chapter 5. We've got this list of all these names and how long people lived and how old they were when they died and so on.
然后在创世纪第五章呢，我们得到的这些所有的名字，然后这些人呢，他们活了多久，他们什么时候死的。
And God gives us all this information so that we will know what we have to know when we have to know it.
所以呢，这神呢是给我们这些所有的信息。那么说呢，当我们必须知道的时候呢，我们就必须知道。So
the question is, how long ago did Adam live?
所以呢，就是问题是那亚当呢，就活在这多久之前呢？And
some of the scientists used to say that our fathers lived way back millions and billions of years.
有些科学家说呢，我们的那个祖先呢，那是远远到几百万、几十亿年之前。
But the Bible says that Adam lived about 6,000 years ago.
圣经说呢，亚当呢是在活在6000多年之前。
How would you know how long ago he lived?
所以你怎么知道呢？他在什么时候活着的呢？
Well, you take the book of Genesis chapter 5, and you'd add all the numbers in their proper sequence.
然后你读那个创世纪第五章，然后把他们的那些数字呢，按照顺序呢把它加起来。
And we know how far back you have to go till you get to Adam.
所以我们知道呢，要追溯多远就能追溯到亚当的年代。
All right, so we last week we were in the middle of all these names and numbers.
上个星期呢，我们就是在这个所有的名字和数字中间。
Last week we read verse 27. So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years.
上星期我们读到呢第二十七节，第二十七节说马土撒拉共活了969岁就死了。
Now his son, Methuselah's son was Lamech. Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, This one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed.
马土撒勒的生了个儿子叫拉麦，拉麦活了182岁，生了一个儿子给他起名叫挪亚，说这个儿子必为我们的工作和手中的劳苦安慰我们，这是因为耶和华咒诅了地。
And verse 30, so after he begot Noah, Lamech lived 595 years, he begat sons and daughters.
第三十节说拉麦生挪亚之后又活了595年，并且生儿养女。
So, how long did Lamech live after he begot Noah?
拉麦他和马特撒拉活了那个生挪亚以后，他活了多久呢？
595 years.
这595岁。
How old was Noah when he went into the ark?
所以呢，就说是挪亚进到方舟时候，他有多大
？Over the page, chapter 7 and verse 6.
来到那个第六章翻译节第
So Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was on the earth.
所以挪亚呢，就是当洪水来时，挪亚是600岁。
So why didn't Lamech go into the ark with Noah?
拉麦为什么没有和挪亚一起进方舟呢？
He died 5 years before the flood came.
所以呢，他在洪水来之前的5年就已经死了。
So that's why there wasn't an extra room in the ark for Lamech.
这是为什么在这里面没有额外的空间给拉麦？
But last week we asked the question, this man, Methuselah, what do we know about him?
所以呢，上星期我们问了一个问题，就是关于马土撒拉，这他怎么样？
What's his name mean?
他的名字是什么意思？
Judgment after death.
After he is dead, it will come. That's right.
所以在他死后，那些就会来了。
How old was Lamech when the flood came?
所以拉麦有多大年纪当洪水来的时候？
All right, verse 25.
25节。
Methuselah lived 187 years, and he begat Lamech.
所以马土撒勒活到187岁，生了拉麦。
Verse 28, Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son.
以拉麦活到182岁，生了一个儿子。
So how old was Methuselah when Noah was born?
以当挪亚出生的时候，马土撒勒有多大年纪呢？
So all of you mathematicians say that's easy.
你们所有的这些数学家都说这个太简单了。
Verse 25, all I've got to do is add 187 years.
所以呢，就是25节，所有的呢，我们要是把187岁加上。
To verse 28, and I get 182 years. Add those two together. What number do you get? 187 and 182. What's that?
182岁加上187岁，这个加起来是什么？
What was it?
这是什么？
182 and 187, what's that?
187加上182是多少？
That would be 369.
这个是
369. Noah was born when Methuselah was 369 years old.
挪亚出生的时候呢，马土撒拉呢，他是369岁。
How old was Methuselah when the flood came?
因为当那个洪水来的时候，马特撒拉多少岁？
969. How old was Methuselah when he died?
因为是969岁。那么马特撒拉死的时候是多少岁呢？
Verse
27. 第二节。
So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died.
所以呢，马土撒拉共活了969岁就死了。
So when did the flood come?
那么洪水是什么时候来的？
Right after Methuselah died, same year.
所以呢，就是在马土撒拉死了以后的同一年来了。
Was it the next day?
是第二天吗？
Was it the next week?
是第二个星期吗？
Was it the next month?
是下一个月吗？
Certainly wasn't the next year.
当然不是第二年。
It's interesting to me that the Bible is so delightfully precise.
这对我来说呢，非常有意思的是呢，圣经呢是如此的精确。
When the Lord Jesus Christ came, when was he expected?
所以呢，当主耶稣基督来的时候呢，他希望什么？
And if you read the book of Daniel,You would realize that the Lord Jesus Christ came at the same time Daniel said he was going to come.
所以呢，如果你去读那个但以理书，你就知道主耶稣基督来的时候呢，就是恰恰是但以理预测他要来的那个时间。
It wasn't a surprise when he came.
所以当他来的时候呢，并不是一个惊奇。
People who had read the Bible, they knew he was coming.
所以那些人们读到圣经的人呢，知道主会来。
When the Lord Jesus Christ came, where was he born?
因为主耶稣基督来的时候，他在哪里出生的呢？
And the answer is Bethlehem.
答案是伯利恒。
Did the people know that ahead of time?
所以呢，人们预先知道吗？
Yeah.
是。
What's going to happen next in our day?
因为在我们的这个时代呢，下一步要发生什么？
Well, the church is going to go up to heaven.
教会呢会去到天堂。
When is that going to be?
那那个时间会是什么时候呢？
Well, you know, we haven't been told.
你知道呢，圣经没告诉我们。
Instead of giving dates for what's going to happen next.
所以呢，就是圣经并没有说是，就是说是。告诉那个下一个事件发生的日期。
The Lord tells us that there's going to be a sign of the things that are going on in the earth.
所以呢，主呢告诉我们呢，就是说在地上呢，在那个事情发生之前有一些迹象。
And if you check those signs, especially in the book of Matthew 24, you will find that.What's happening in the world today is exactly what's going to be happening when the Lord comes back.
因为如果你去检查那些迹象，那么说呢，特别是在马太福音第24章里发生的事情，那么说呢，看看我们当今的社会所发生的现象呢，恰恰是主要来之前的迹象。
The days the Lord predicts will be the days of judgment. They will come.According to the signs.
所以呢，就是主呢告诉我们，就是说是啊，就是根据那些迹象，将会有审判来到。
But the judgment of the tribulation will be preceded by the rapture of the church.
但是呢，就是大灾难的那个，就是说是那个审判是会在那个教会就是被提以后。
And therefore, we're getting very, very close to the time that the church is going to be raptured.
因此呢，我们呢就非常非常接近教会被提的这个时候了。
Well, that's a great encouragement to us.
这对我们来说也是非常的有鼓励性。
If you read the news, you will get discouraged.
如果你去读新闻呢，你会感到很失望。
If you read the Bible, you will become encouraged.
所以如果你去读圣经呢，你就会得到鼓舞。
All right, back to verse 28. We read down to 27 last time in Genesis 5. Now, Genesis chapter 5, verse 28.
因为我们上个星期呢学到了，停到了在创世纪第五章第二十七节。那么这个星期我们要从第二十八节开始。
It says, Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, This will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed.
第二个拜就说那拿麦和的182岁生了一个儿子，给他起名挪亚，说这个儿子必为我们的操作和手中的劳苦。 安慰我们，这操作劳苦是因耶和华咒诅地。So
what does Noah's name mean?
那么挪亚的名字的意思是什么？
It means rest or comfort.
它的名字是安息或者安慰。That's
a good name.
这是个好名字。I
think if I were going to choose a name, I wouldn't mind a name like Noah. I'd like people to look at Harold and say, rest, comfort, that's him.
所以我认为呢，如果我可以选择自己的名字呢，我会选择这个名字叫挪亚，因为别人看到我的时候说，哎，这个 Harold 的 comfort 是那个安慰，也是安息。And
Lamech called him. He said, "This son will comfort us concerning our work and toil."
所以这个呢，拿麦说呢，这个儿子呢，他可以安慰我们手中的工作。Well,
that's what a good son should be, isn't it?
就是应该有一个好的那个儿子应该有的，是不是？
If you have a son, is it ever a lot of work and toil?
那如果你有一个儿子，他有那，你手中是不是有大量的劳苦和那个操作呢？
And the answer is yeah, lots of work and toil.
那当然了，就是说是的，有大量的你要去工作，要去劳苦的。
But wonderful to have a son who's comfort to you and a rest to you in that work and toil.
就是特别奇妙的是呢，就是你有一个儿子，在你这样的工作和劳苦中呢，他可以安慰你。What
kind of work and toil was it that Lamech was concerned about?
所以呢，就是什么样的工作和劳苦是拿麦所关心的呢？Well,
he was concerned about the fact that to do the farming that had to be done to put food on the table. That was a lot of work.
因为就是说他所那个就是说关心的是那种就是说是农场的工作要做，要把食物放到餐桌上，是有很多工作要做。It
was only a lot of work because the Lord had cursed the earth.
因为就是说是因为有这么多的工作要做，是唯一的原因呢，是耶和华咒诅了地。Why
did the Lord curse the earth?
耶和华为什么要咒诅地呢？
In large part because of Cain's sin, and also because of Adam and Eve's sin.
那大量的原因是因为该隐犯的罪，那么呢，也是因为亚当夏娃犯了罪。And
so, way back at the beginning, there was a lot of curse on the earth. What do you think happened to the curse after the days of Cain and Abel?
因为就是说是在你追溯到最开始有大量的那样的咒诅，那么说呢，就是说在那个该隐和亚伯以后发生了什么样的咒诅呢？
Well, the answer is the curse became worse, the sin became worse, and the curse became worse.
但是呢，咒诅呢变得更加严重，因为那个罪越来越严重，所以咒诅也越来越严重。And
I think Adam and Eve might have found it pretty nice in the garden because everything they did, the earth cooperated with them.
因为亚当呢，那就是跟夏娃，我认为他们刚开始的时候呢，就说是非常的好，因为他不管做什么，地啊都会很合作。
But now we live in an age when the earth doesn't cooperate.
我们现在活在这个年代呢，地呢不跟我们合作了。
And so, for about 2 minutes this morning, I pulled some weeds.
因为就是今天早上呢，我呢拔了一些草，野草。
I said, these weeds aren't supposed to be here.
我说那这些杂草不应该长在这里，
But that didn't stop them from growing.
但这个并不能让它们停止生长。
And I went through that part a few weeks ago and I pulled all the weeds.
因为几个星期之前呢，我在同样的地方呢也拔了杂草。
And today, many of them are back and stronger than they used to be.
因为今天的那些杂草又长出来了，比它过去呢长得更加的强壮。
And Lamech says, My son Noah, he's going to comfort us concerning the curse on the earth.
听他们说呢，我的儿子那个挪亚呢，他会在那个地上的咒诅上面来安慰我们。
And the earth, in fact, was cleansed when the flood came. Doesn't mean to say there was no more curse, but the former judgment, or sorry, the former problems were set aside when the earth was destroyed by water, so much blessing came.
因为实际上呢，当大洪水来的时候呢，地球呢被洁净了，并不是说那个咒诅不存在了。那么说呢，就是过去的那些咒诅呢，经过这个大洪水的洁净呢，就是给大地带来了很多的祝福。
So Noah brought rest and comfort to those around him. If they had only listened, they wouldn't listen. He was the source of rest and comfort, and they wouldn't go into the ark with him.
因为挪亚呢，就是给他周围的人呢带来如此多的安慰和安息，因为他的名字就是安慰和安息。但是呢，如果当时挪亚周围人愿意听他的话呢，他们就会得到这样的安慰和安息。但是呢，他们却不愿意跟他一起走进方舟。
It's thrilling that the message of rest and comfort was there and provided by Noah in spite of the fact that the world rejected it. The blessing was there.
现在让我们感到那个非常惊奇的是呢，尽管在当时的世界呢，就是说是拒绝了这样的一些安慰的信息、安息的信息，但是挪亚给世界带来的安慰和安息的信息仍然在那里。
So the same thing today, the Lord Jesus is happy to save any who will come to him.
因为就是说是同样的事情发生在当今，那么说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他呢会接纳任何来到他这里的人，
But he can't save those who won't come.
但是他不能拯救那些不来的人。
All right, so now, verse 30.
第30节。
After Lamech begot Noah, he lived 595 years, he begot other sons and daughters.
第三节说，这拉麦是挪亚之后又活了595年，并且生儿养女。
It's interesting. Noah's brothers and sisters didn't go into the ark with him.
非常有意思的是，挪亚的弟兄姐妹们没有跟他一起走进方舟。
His nieces and nephews didn't go into the ark.
他的侄女侄子呢，也没有跟着他走进方舟。
But verse 32 says, Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem and Ham and Japheth.
第三十二节说，挪亚500岁，生了闪、含、雅弗。
Chapter 6, Now it became to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took.
在这个里面呢，第6章第1节、第2节说呢，当人在世上多起来，有生女儿的时候，神的儿子们看见人的女儿美貌，就随意挑选，娶来为妻。
They took wives for themselves of all whom they chose.
就随意挑选，娶来为妻。
Seems that the biggest thing around in those days was, who you gonna, I was gonna say marry, but they didn't always marry. But the issue was, I want more wives.
因为看起来当时在那里的存在的一个大问题呢，就是说是婚姻，我不想说是婚姻，因为那个时候呢，他们呢想要更多的妻子。
This seems to be the root cause of the problems on the earth so great that the earth had to be destroyed in Noah's day.
这个看起来呢，就是那些罪，那些罪呢，就是引起了整个世界要被摧毁在挪亚的那个时代。
Nothing wrong at all with marriage. It's God's plan.
所以呢，婚姻并没有任何的错误，这就是神的计划。
It's absolutely wonderful.
就是绝对奇妙的。
But in the days of Noah, they perverted that blessed opportunity. And they brought upon themselves great, great distress.
所以呢，暂时在挪亚那个时代呢，他们就滥用这样的一个权利，然后给自己带来极大极大的苦难。Seemed
to me they didn't really worry about anything other than what I want.
所以呢，就是非常有意思，他们并不关心其他的事情，除了说我想要什么就要什么。
These men basically said, I want this woman, I want that woman, I want the other woman, and they chose whatever they want.
因为这些人基本上是说，那我想要这个女人，我想要那个女人，我想要那个女人，他们就挑选他想要的。
You say that doesn't sound like a very good world to me.
你说那对于我来说，那不看起来不像是个好的世界。
And the result of all that was that instead of happiness, peace, joy, and families, there was distress everywhere.
所以呢，当时呢，并没有就是说是高兴、喜乐和家庭那个苦难呢，遍布世界。
Verse 3 says, And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever. For he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
第三节说，那耶和华说，人既属乎血气。 我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可到120年。
And so people have asked the question, what is meant by the fact that there's going to be 120 years as the days of man?
所以呢，有些人呢就问了这样的问题，那么说呢，那么说人呢，他的日子可以到120年是什么意思呢？
And quite possibly there are two answers here.
极有可能的是，这里有两个答案。Number
one, it was probably 120 years more or less from this time until the flood came.
那第一个答案就是说，在大洪水来之前，他们可能就是那些人的平均寿命。But
number two, up to the time of the flood, man's life was very, very long.
所以呢，就是第二个呢，就是说是在大洪水来之前，人的生命呢是非常非常长寿。Men
lived to be 800, 900 years old.
在那之前，那人呢活呢800岁到900岁。But
after the flood, the lifespan of men came down, 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 and 120 years was a common lifespan in the days of the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
但是呢，在大洪水来了以后呢，就是人的平均寿命呢就一直往下降。往下降的时候呢，就是实际上呢，到那个亚伯拉罕就是大家长的那个时代呢，他们的平均寿命大概就是120岁。And
now in Psalm 90, we read that the days of man is going to be closer to 70 years old.
那个我们在那个就是诗篇90篇里读到的呢，就是说是。 当时那个时候的人呢，大概已经到了70岁。So
why did the lifespan of man go from 900 something all the way down to the 100, and now down to 70? Because of sin.
所以为什么人的平均寿命从那个八九百岁一直降到120岁，最后降到70岁呢？这所有的因素都是人犯了罪。
All right, now in the days of the 900 years old. It says, verse 4, there were giants on the earth in those days and also afterward, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men and they bore children to them. These were mighty men who were of old, men of renown.
这个里面呢，就是说是在那个八九百岁那个年代呢，第四节说呢，那时候有伟人在地上，后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子，那就是上古英武有名的人。
So, it doesn't surprise you that there were giants in those days. If people live to be 900 years old now,Do you think they'd learn a little more than you know?
这个里面呢，在那个时候呢，有巨人并不是一种让人惊奇的事情。你认为当时那个人如果能活到900岁，他学到的知识会比你多吗？
People go to school for a few years and they learn something.
因为人们上学那几年，他就会学到一些东西。
What do you think might happen if you instead of going to school for 12 years,You went to school for 100 years.
你认为呢，如果呢，你上学不是上12年，而是上100年，你会学到什么？
Do you think you might know a little more than you know now if you'd gone to school for 100 years?
所以呢，如果你认为你上学上100年的学，你会比你现在学的知识要多吗？
And so the people in the days of Noah and before, they had gone for, they'd studied much,They'd worked on much, they'd learned much, and much of what they built, we look back at today, and we say, we don't know how you did it.
所以呢，其实上在那个挪亚那个就大洪水来之前那个时代呢，他们的上学上的时间长，他们工作呢工作的时间长，他们做事呢也做得多。那么说呢，如果我们回顾一下到那个年代呢，我们说呢，我们不太理解他们所做出来的一些东西。
I don't know much about the pyramids, but there are those who say that the pyramids probably date back even before the flood.
因为我不对那个金字塔了解的不太多，但是呢，有些人说呢，可能那个金字塔早在大洪水来之前就建造。
What they do know is they don't know how they ever moved those huge stones into the pyramid.
所以呢，就是说他们所知道的，就是他们不知道他们怎么样把那么些巨石搬到金字塔上去的。
So the days prior to the flood were days of giants.
所以呢，在那个就是说是大洪水来之前的时代是巨人的时代。
There were some giants who lived afterwards, but most of the giants lived before the flood.
所以呢，在那个大洪水之后呢，有一些巨人活着，但是呢，大部分巨人都是活在大洪水之前的。
But verse 5, it says, Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
第五节说呢，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
So we've been talking about the fact that If you went to university for 100 years, you'd probably learn something.
我们刚才讲到一个事实呢，如果你上大学上100年，你有可能学到更多的东西。
If you studied physics, you could probably understand a lot about physics after 100 years.
所以如果你学习物理的话，那么说你学了100年以后呢，你可能对物理有非常多的了解。
If you studied something else,You'd probably learn a lot about that after 100 years.
所以呢，如果你学习其他的一些科目，那么说呢，在100年以后呢，你有可能呢学到了更多的知识。
If you studied evil, how bad could you get after 800 years, 900 years?
所以如果你去研究恶，那么说呢？在八百年、九百年以后，你会变得有多恶呢
？What if Adolf Hitler lived to be 800 years old?
如果阿道夫·希特勒活800岁会是什么样子?
Do you think things could have been pretty bad?
你认为事情会变得非常的坏吗?
He only got to be really bad for, I don't know, 15 or 20 years.
意思就是说他非常的坏，我不太清楚，大概也就15到20年。
I think a lot of people were pretty relieved when Hitler died.
你为什么呢？就是说是当希特勒死了以后，大多数人感到非常的释放。
What if all the bad men who were born after the year 1100 were still alive today?
那如果那些就是说是1000多年前活的那些，就是那些所有出生的坏人，到今天仍然还活着，那什么景象哇？
So evil multiplied in the world.
所以呢，就是恶在那个地上呢，不断的加多。
Verse 5 again, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth.
第五节再次来说，那耶和华见人在地上罪恶极大。
Every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
他心中所思想的尽都是恶。
What do you think about?
你想什么?
Well, I was thinking about some bad things.
我就在想那些坏事。
And the man says, and after that I thought about some more bad things.
那些人说呢，我在这个恶之后呢，我再想点恶。
And the man says, I got to the point where all I was ever thinking about was bad things.
所以那一个人说呢，我已经想到了那一个程度，就是说，那所有的我想的都是恶。
And he had 800 or 900 years to do all the bad things he was thinking about.
所以呢，也有800到900年呢，都去干你所想的那些坏事。
You want to move in next door?
你讲呢，搬到他们邻居去吗？
Every imagination of the thoughts only evil continually.
所以呢，所有的人的想象和你能做的就是恶的持续。
Who was that descriptive of?
所以谁是那些被描述出来的？
Was descriptive of all the bad guys.
所以那是描述的所有那些坏人。
Who were the bad guys?
谁是那些坏人呢?
Well, the bad guys were those who were destroyed in the flood.
所以那些坏人就是在大洪水中被摧毁的。
Who were not destroyed in the flood?
所以谁在那个大洪水中没有被摧毁了?
8 good guys.
8个好人。So
there were 8 good guys. How many bad guys were there?
所以那除了那8个好人，那有多少坏人在那里？
Everybody else.
任何其他的人。
What?
什么？
That's a pretty bad world, isn't it?
这是一个很坏的世界，是不是？
You see, where are all the good guys?
你说那些好人都在哪里了？
And the answer is, they either died or they became bad guys.
答案是他们或者死了，或者变成坏人。
Not surprising that the Lord sent judgment.
所以呢，主呢降下审判，并不是一个意外。
We got a lot of bad guys in the world today.
我们当今世界是也有很多坏人。
If you don't believe it, just check the latest news feed. You can read all about it.
所以呢，如果你不相信的话，你去看看最新的新闻，都讲的是那些坏人。
Isn't it interesting? Almost every day, you read about some crazy man in the United States pulling out a gun, shooting a bunch of people, then killing himself.
因为你是不是呢？就是经常读到，在美国今天呢，总有那些奇怪的人呢，他拔出枪呢，打死几个人，然后自杀了呢。
When's that happen?
那个什么时候发生？
Pretty much every day.
基本上每天。
Where?
在哪里？
Well, I used to think all the bad places were way, 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 way over there.
因为就是说，那我看到很多的那个坏的人呢，在那远远的都在那里。
When I was a little boy, all the bad places were in Africa.
因为当我还是个小男孩的时候，那坏的地方呢都在非洲。
I get very disappointed. I keep reading about bad things that happen in Portland, Oregon. Seattle, Washington, just down the road a little. I say, wow.
所以呢，我感到非常的灰心，因为这样的事情呢已经发生到就像是Oregon的波特兰，还有西雅图的那个华盛顿的西雅图，就在我们这附近。
Getting off to close, often close to home, Harold. Lots of bad things.
大量的坏事。
I just heard today
我今天刚刚听到,
about a bad robbery.
一个坏的，非常严重的抢劫。
Here in Vancouver.
在温哥华。
People don't love the Lord. In these days, every imagination of their heart was only evil continually, and we are descending into that kind of a world right now.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说是打的很多的坏事成天发生在那个时代呢，他们人们心中所思所想尽都是恶。那么这样的时代呢，已经演戏到我们今天了。
And the logic flow here is very simple.
Verse
2, sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took themselves wives of all whom they chose. God's moral standard was set aside, and rotten morals came in, and men just, they went with anybody and everybody.
第二句说，那神的儿子看见人的女子美貌，就是一挑选起来为妻。那么神的道德标准呢，已经放在一边了。所有的人呢，都是道德败坏。他们今天挑这个，明天想那个，他们想干嘛就干嘛。And
from that comes the fact that it's only evil in the hearts of men continually.
所以从那里开始，人的内心呢，就尽想的都是罪恶。
Bad morals leads to bad everything.
所以道德败坏导致呢，所有的人都败坏。
That is exactly the logic of Romans chapter 1.
也就是恰恰是罗马书第一章里面的逻辑。
Bad morals will lead to badness on every front. That's the teaching of the book of Romans chapter 1.
所以道德败坏就是说是导致一切的东西都败坏，这就是罗马书第一章教导的。Verse
6 says, And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
第六节说呢，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。He
knew what he did.
他知道他所做的。He
saw what man had done with all that he gave them. How they had rejected him, and he was grieved in his heart.
他呢，知道呢，他所创造的人呢，在他们自己身上所做的一切，他们拒绝呢主，所以呢，所有的罪都来到地上。And
verse 7 says, So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them.
第七节说呢，耶和华说呢，我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫，以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。We
don't really understand, at least I don't really understand all this, but it would appear that the sinfulness of man was so bad that even the creation itself, the animal life, and the birds of the air, they all suffered because of the sinfulness of man.
因为我们不是很理解，尤其是我不理解，因为说呢，罪在世界上呢是已经如此的邪恶，所有的被造物，包括地上的都为此，为当时的那个罪恶的世界和所有的罪承担着痛苦。
All right, verse 8 says, But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
第八节说呢，唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。Is
that a good verse?
这是一个好的经文吗？
Some of us get really excited about that verse.
有些人呢，为这一节经文感到非常的兴奋。Did
all of the people on the earth deserve to be judged?
是不是所有的在地上的人呢，都那个该审判呢？
Yes, including Noah.
是的。 包括挪亚。
Yes. What do we know about Noah? He found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
因为也包括挪亚，那么我们知道挪亚多少呢？挪亚在耶和华面前蒙恩。
So I say, Lord, I'd like to be like Noah, please. If you're going to destroy everybody else, would you save me, please? I want you to save me. I don't want to be destroyed like all the rest of them.
所以主啊，我说呢，我想像挪亚一样。如果您想呢，把所有的人呢都毁灭，那么说呢，我不想被毁灭。我想呢，您呢拯救我。我想那个像挪亚那样，在您面前呢蒙恩。
Okay, if God wants to offer somebody grace, if God wants to offer everybody grace, I want it.
所以呢，如果神想要跟一个人呢提供那个救恩，提供恩典，那么说想对其他的任何人提供恩典的话，我想要。
And I think Noah said, I've listened to the sermon that my grandfather used to preach.
所以我认为那个挪亚说呢，我过去呢听到我的那个祖父所讲的那样的很好的那样的讲道。
Can you imagine Noah going up to his grandpa and saying, Grandpa, where did you ever get a strange name like that?
所以呢，你就认为呢，挪亚会去找他的祖父说呢，爷爷，你从哪里得到这样一个奇怪的名字的？
And grandpa says, Noah, one day God is going to judge the earth. And after I die, the judgment's going to come.
所以他的爷爷说呢，挪亚，有一天呢，神要审判整个世界，在我死后呢，审判就会降临了。
And I think that Noah said, "Is there any hope for anybody, Grandpa?"
我认为呢，就是挪亚会说呢，就是说是爷爷，那你就是说有任何的人有任何的希望吗
？And I think his grandpa probably said, "Yes, Noah, there will be rest and comfort." For all of those who will trust in the Lord.
所以呢，我认为呢，就是说是他爷爷会说，是的，挪亚，这里会有那个安慰和安息，对那些所有的信主的人。
I think you said God is gracious, Noah. God doesn't want to destroy everybody. Noah, you trust the Lord, and you can be a rest and comfort for your family and all who will follow you.
所以呢，我认为他爷爷跟挪亚说呢，挪亚这里会有安慰和安息，所以呢，神呢他是有恩典的，他不想摧毁所有的人，所以呢，你呢就是说，如果你和跟从你的人去信主的话呢，你们就会得到安慰和安息。
And I think Noah said, if God's going to offer grace, I want His grace. I don't want to be judged when all the other people around me are judged.
所以我认为挪亚说呢，如果神呢会提供恩典呢，我要想要神的恩典，我不想像我周围的所有的人那样受到审判。
All right, verse 9 says, this is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man.Perfect in his generations, Noah walked with God.
第九节，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
So I want you to follow the order now of these words in these two verses.
所以呢，我要大家来跟随了这个顺序，在这两节经文里面的。
Grace in verse 8.
第八节呢，恩典。
Just, perfect, walked with God in verse 9.
第九节呢，义人，完全人，与神同行。
Did Noah find grace in the eyes of the Lord because he was just, perfect, and walked with God?
因为挪亚呢，在神面前蒙恩，是因为他是个义人，完全人，与神同行吗
？Or was it that Noah was just and perfect?And walked with God because he found grace.
所以呢，或者是因为挪亚是个义人，是个完全人呢，他与神同行是因为他在蒙恩以后。
Well, the order is very simple, isn't it?
那个顺序非常简单，是不是
？You find grace in the eyes of the Lord, and He will help you. He'll get you so that you can walk with Him.
所以你在神面前蒙恩的话呢？他会帮助你，帮助你呢，让你成为义人，这样你可以与他同行。
But if you say, Lord, I want to find grace, I'll tell you, I'm going to be just, I'm going to be perfect, I'll walk with you, and then you can show me grace.
因为如果你说那主，那我想蒙恩，那么说，那我首先我试图呢，做个义人，做个完全人，与神同行，然后我才能在你面前蒙恩。
No, you never get there that way.
不是，你永远以这种方式达不到那里。
But if you go to God for the grace, He'll give you a glorious walk, a perfect walk, a holy life. What a wonderful thing.
现在就是说，你如果你到神面前寻求恩典的话，他会帮助你呢，就是说成为一个义人，成为一个完全人，成为与神同行的人。Noah
begat three sons, Shem and Ham and Japheth, and the earth also was corrupt before God. The earth was filled with violence.
一时间，挪亚生了三个儿子，就是闪、含、雅弗。世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。
Filled with violence.
就是地上满了强暴。
I think I probably told you last week about the fact that I was in a bank. And the words that I heard in that bank were absolutely terrible. One man just howling, top of his lungs, filthy, filthy language.
因为就是那，我认为那上个星期我跟你们讲过，在银行里发生的事情。我在那个银行的时候呢，这个银行呢，充满了麻烦。那些人那讲的非常非常非常脏的话。
I was so upset. I went and I spoke to him.
因为我非常的就是说是失望，所以呢，我就去跟他说。One
of the members of the staff said, that's not so bad. We get this all the time.
就其中一个那个银行职员说呢，这可不是最糟糕的情况，我们每天都有这样的事情发生。Is
that bad? Yep.
这是坏的吗？是。
Is it going to get worse? Yep.
这变得更糟吗？会。How
bad was it? The earth was filled with violence.
所以有多么的糟呢？因为地上满了强暴。Verse
12, so God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
第二就是神观这地，见这地败坏了，所有的肉身在这地上都败坏了自己的行为。So
God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth."
第十三节说呢，神就对挪亚说：“凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。”One
of the things that the world today basically denies is that there was a flood on the earth, a flood of judgment because of sin.
所以呢，这个世界，当今世界呢，比较普遍的一个他们所否认的，就是说是在地球上曾经发生过大洪水的审判。And
the scientist basically tries to prove that there was no flood. All the evidence is there. They deny it.
所以呢，科学家们呢，基本上呢，都是就试图证明呢，就是说地上没有发生过大洪水，所有的证据都在那边，他们只是否认。And
then the theologian often tries to prove that there will be no judgment.
所以那些神学家呢，通常呢，总是试图去证明将来不会有审判。
Just recently, I've noticed more and more of this bad theology being spread in the world through people who call themselves Christians.
这个里面呢，就是说是最近我呢，看到了很多呢，那些人呢，他们试图呢散布这样的坏的神学观念，他们称自己为基督徒。Number
one, there is no hell.
第一个呢，没有地狱。
Well, what do you know about that?
你怎么知道呢？
If there is no hell, there's probably not going to be judgment. If there is no judgment, then we don't really need to worry. La di da, I can be just as bad as the next guy and get away with it.
如果这个里面如果没有地狱的话，就会没有审判。如果没有审判的话，那我们就不用去那个担心什么，我们只会大滴答滴答跟那个周围的坏人一样干坏事儿。
And you could go to many churches in Vancouver today that call themselves Christians who will say there is no hell.
现在你可以去到很多在温哥华的教会呢，那里有一些人呢，他们称之为他们自己是基督徒，但是他们认为呢没有地狱。
And then you might ask them, could you please tell me what the book of Revelation is all about? All this judgment in the book of Revelation.
现在你也可能，你也可以去问他，你说那么说呢，在启示录里所也讲到的那些审判会是什么样子的呢？
And many churches today don't preach Revelation. They don't know whether the Revelation is true or not. They certainly don't believe in the judgments of the Revelation coming in the future in a wicked world.
这个里面呢，很多教会呢，他们不讲那个启示录，他们不讲启示录呢，他们不知道他们相不相信那个启示录是真的还是不是真的。但是呢，他们呢相信呢，启示录里讲到的那些所有的审判呢，都不会降临在这个有罪的世界上。So
you can walk into a number of churches in Vancouver today, and they would just never talk about hell. And they would never talk about the tribulation, and they would never talk about sin.
因为如果你在温哥华呢，有很多教会你可以走进去，他们从来不谈那个，就是说是审判，从来不谈地狱，从来不谈大灾难，从来不谈罪。
All right, so the Bible says that the wickedness of man is great on the earth, and the Bible says that there was lots of violence on the earth.
所以圣经说呢，就是说在世界上呢充满了罪，在世界上有大多的充满了强暴。All
right, verse 14.
第14节。
God said to Noah, make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark, cover it inside and outside with pitch.
第14节说呢，神说呢，挪亚，你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，方舟你造房间，里外抹上松香。
And I wonder what you think Moses, Noah thought.
我那就是觉得奇怪，你认为挪亚当时怎么想的？
Noah said, I got to build a boat.
挪亚说我要造船。
Lord said, yep, no, you got to build a boat.
神说挪亚是你要造船。
Verse 15, and this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be about 300 cubits. Its width 50 cubits and its height 30 cubits.
于是我就说呢，方舟的造法呢是这样，要长300 肘，宽50 肘，高30 肘。
Now, if the people who lived in Noah's day, if Noah was about the same size as people are today, that would mean that a cubit would be a foot and a half. Therefore, the boat would be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high.
如果呢，当时呢，挪亚，那就是在他那个时候，他是一个普通的人。那么他的个头呢，跟我们现在的个头一样。那么呢，一个肘呢，大概就是这个300肘呢，就相当于450英尺。那50肘呢，相当于75英尺。30肘呢，相当于45英尺。
Is that a big boat?
这是个大的船吗？
That's a pretty boat.
这是非常大的一艘船。
But the question is, how big was the cubit?
所以现在的问题呢，就是说呢，一个立方是多少呢？
If the people were the same size as they are today, the cubit would have been about 18 inches.
因为如果当时的人和今天的人的个头是一样的，那么一个轴呢，就是18英寸。
But if the people were bigger than they are today,
那么如果当时的人的个子比今天人的个子大,
and that's kind of logical because there were giants in the land.
这个是呢，很有逻辑的，是不是？因为当时那个时候有巨人。
And remember, a cubit is the length from your elbow to the tip of your finger.
你知道呢，你要以一个肘，是从你的这个肘关节一直到你这个手指尖。
So if there were giants in the land in those days, a cubit would be bigger.
因为当时呢，在那个地上呢，如果有巨人的话，这个一个肘呢，要比这个要长。
Which means that the boat would be bigger.
这个意味着那个船呢还要大。
Okay, so, Noah, you're going to have to be 450 feet long unless you're really tall, in which case it'll be bigger than that.
Wow. 就是诺亚，你那个船的那个长度要450英尺长，甚至比那个还要长。哇，诺亚。
How do you think Noah felt?
你说诺亚的感觉怎么样？
He said, I kind of like this rest and comfort bit. That's what my name means. My name means rest and comfort. I'm pretty good. I'll just sort of relax.
因为我说诺亚，他想呢，他说我很喜欢我的名字，就是说呢，安慰和安息啊，那我就要躺下了，安息安慰。
Lord says, Noah, I'm going to make you rest and comfort for others. You build that boat.
所以神说的挪亚，我要让你，让别人通过你得到那个安慰和安息，你必须去造方舟。
How much you think it would cost to build that boat?
你认为那建那个船要会花费多少
？Lot of money.
很多钱。
Where do you think Noah got the money to build the boat?
你认为挪亚从哪里筹到钱来建造这艘方舟呢？
Well, he'd lived for 500 years, probably. Do you think you could have had some savings if you lived 500 years?
因为他活了500岁，我认为呢，就是说是，如果你活到500岁，你是不是会有一些积蓄呢？
I think Noah was pretty rich.
我说挪亚非常的富有。
Or it says, you go ahead and build the boat, Noah.
所以呢，主说呢，挪亚，你去建造方舟。
I think Noah said, you know, if I do that, it's going to cost me everything I want.
因为我认为挪亚说，那挪亚如果我去造方舟的话呢，那么会把我的钱都用光。
And I don't know, I've used this line before, but I think after he started building the boat, his wife came to him one day, Mrs. Noah, and she said, Noah, I think we need a new kitchen.
因为以前我也讲过这样的，我认为呢，就是当时呢，挪亚呢，他去造方舟的时候呢，有一天呢。他的太太来告诉他说：“挪亚了，我们的厨房要翻新一下。”
And I think Noah probably said, "No, you can't have a new kitchen."
所以呢，我认为挪亚说呢，不，你不能翻新厨房。
And I think she probably said, "Why not?"
我认为太太说呢，为什么不能
？And I think he probably said, "Number one." I don't have enough time to build you a new kitchen. I've got to build the ark.
所以我认为呢，挪亚说呢，第一，我不认为我有时间去翻修厨房，我要去建造方舟。
Number two, we don't have enough money for a new kitchen. We put all our money into that ark.
第二，我们现在也没有钱翻修那个厨房，我把所有的钱都投入建造方舟去了。
Number three, you don't need a new kitchen anyway, because we're going up and the whole earth's going to be flooded, so you don't need a new kitchen.
第三个呢，就是你根本不需要一个新的厨房，因为呢，整个的大洪水要来，我们会浮起来，那么整个的地上的所有，包括你厨房都会淹没。
And what do you think Mrs. Noah said?
你认为挪亚太太怎么说？
She said, "You're right, Noah. I don't need a new kitchen."
他说你是对的，挪亚，我不需要新厨房。
This was a big deal for Noah and his wife and his family.
这是呢，对挪亚呢和他的妻子和他的家人呢是一件大事。
Verse 16, you shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door on the ark, the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it.With lower, second, and third decks. And behold, I myself am bringing the flood of waters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life, and everything that is on the earth shall die.
然后第十节说，那方舟上面要造一窗户，尺寸为一周，方舟的门要开在旁边，方舟要分上中下三层。第17节说，看哪，我要使洪水泛滥在地上，毁灭天下，凡地上有血肉、有气息的活物，无一不死。
Now that's what we usually think about when we think about the flood in Noah.
因为呢，这就是我们通常呢，当我们想到挪亚的大洪水的时候所想到的。
And I think that's the bad news.
我认为这是个坏消息。
But the question is, what's the good news?
但是问题是呢，什么是好消息呢？
So how do you like verse 18?
你喜不喜欢第十八节？
I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you, and every living thing of all the earth you shall bring, two of every sort into the ark, to keep them alive with you, they shall be male and female.
第十八节说，我却要与你立约，你同你的妻子与儿子儿妇。都要进入方舟，凡有血肉的活物，每样两个，一公一母，你要带进方舟，好在你那里保全生命。
I just get all excited about the first line of verse 18.
所以呢，我对那个第十八节的第一句话呢，感到非常的激动。
I will establish my covenant with you.
我却要与你立约。
I'm going to do a big deal, Noah, and we're going to get rid of all the evil in the world. And when you get rid, when you get out of the ark, you will have a new covenant with me, and the whole world will be yours.
所以呢，我要呢，就是说是做一件大事，我要把地上的一切的罪恶和整个世界都除掉。当这一切都除掉以后呢，你从方舟里出来以后呢，我要与你立个约，这整个世界都是属于你的。
How much money did Noah have when he was 500 years old and started building the ark?
所以呢，当挪亚500岁的时候开始建造方舟的时候，他有多少钱呢？
Quite a bit.
也很多。
How much money did Noah have when he came out of the ark 101 years later?
因为就是说是当挪亚从那个方舟里出呢，他120年以后出来时候，他有多少钱呢？
Well, he didn't really have much money, but he did own the whole world.
他呢当时也没多少钱，但是他就拥有整个世界。
Okay, and he lived a long time after that. And everybody who wanted anything said, Noah, I want something. I need to buy it from you.
因为他在那之后又活了很久。每一个当时世界的人呢，他想要什么东西的话呢，都会是挪亚，我要从你这里买点东西。
Noah died rich.
所以挪亚死的时候非常富有。
All because God established his covenant with him.
所有的这些呢，都是因为神和他立了约。
God want to establish a covenant with you.
神也要给你们立一个约。
Yeah.
是的。
What do you have to do to get it?
那你要做什么才能得到呢？
You've got to go to God and say, God, you're a gracious God. I, please, want to serve you. I want you to forgive my sins. I want you to give me new life.
因为我们呢，你只有去到神那里的时候呢，神呢您是一个好神呢，我要做一切事情，祈愿于您，我要您呢，就是说是饶恕我的一切的罪，我要您呢赐给我一个新的生命。
God says, "Do you believe me?"
是说呢，你相信我吗
？You say yes.
你说是。
He says, "All right, well, I'm going to get you to do something like Noah did."
所以呢，他说是，那么说呢，我要你去做一些像挪亚做过的事情。
And you say, "Of course, I believe in God."
你说当然我会相信神呢。
And even if it costs me as much as it costs Noah, I'm prepared to do it.
就算是像挪亚那样要花掉他的一切，我也准备花掉我的一切去做神要我做。
What is a covenant?
什么是那个约？
A covenant is a contract.
所以一个约是一个合同。
Okay, you go to your boss and you say to your boss, "What do you want me to do?" He says, You do this, I will pay you that.
所以呢，你呢去找你的老板，你说老板呢，你想要我做什么？你老板说，那我要你去做这个，我会付工资给你的。
You do it, and he gives you a big paycheck at the end.
所以你做了，在结束的时候呢，他给你写一张支票。
That's the way it is with God.
这就是神做事的方式。
God says, you believe me, I'll take away your sins.
所以神说呢，如果你相信我，我会除掉你的罪。
He says, you follow me,
他说,
and I'll make my covenant with you, and you will be rich on the other side of judgment.
因为就是说呢，如果呢，神说呢，如果你相信我，我会给你立约。第一呢，就是说是在那个审判的另一边呢，我会让你变得那个富有。
Do you think it's going to be nice in heaven?
你认为天堂是非常美好的吗？
I think I'll probably, when we meet in heaven, I'll probably say to you, would you like to go for a walk?
我就说呢，我认为呢，如果我在天堂碰到你，我就说呢，你愿不愿意出去散散步呢？
You can go for a walk in my backyard.
你可以到我的后院去散步。
And I would say, I never used to say this, but look down.
所以呢，我就会说，我过去没说过，我就说你往下看。
And you'll look down and you'll say, Harold, all the walkways in your house, all the walkways outside are made with gold.
你说Harold，你家里的所有的地，所有的一切都是金子造的。
And I'll say, yeah, I know, same as your house.
我说是是，我知道跟你家里一样。
And if there's gold on our sidewalk, no, if our sidewalk is gold, how do you think the living room's going to look?
所以你认为我们旁边的过道都是金子做的，那么你的主卧里面会是什么样子呢？
And you'll say to me, and I'll say to you, how did you ever get this?
所以你会对我说，我会对你说，你怎么得到这么多呢？
And we will say God made a covenant with us.
我们就会说，那神呢，跟我们立了约。
Absolutely marvelous.
绝对神奇的。
What did Noah do to get all this?
那挪亚做了什么才得到这一切呢？
Noah found grace.
挪亚在神面前。
In the eyes of the Lord. You and I find grace in the eyes of the Lord. How marvelous.
所以挪亚在神面前蒙恩，那么说，那你我呢，都在神面前蒙恩，是多么神奇的事啊。
Verse 19, I don't know, we probably read it before. Of every living thing, of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of the birds, after their kind, of animals, after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth, after its kind. Two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. And you shall take for yourself of all food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourself, and it shall be food for you and for them.
第十九节呢，我们也可能刚才读了。那么是在读一遍，凡有血肉的活物，每样两个，一公一母，你要带进方舟，好在你那里保全生命。第二十节说呢，飞鸟各从其类深处，各从其类地上的昆虫各从其类，每样两个要到你那里好保全生命。第二十一节，你要拿各样食物积蓄起来，好做你和他们的食物。
So, if you were Noah's daughter-in-law,
如果你是挪亚的女婿,
and you rode through the ark to the other side,
你呢，就是说呢，从另外一个地方来到方舟,
and the door was open, and you're walking down the ramp,
所以呢，那个门打开了，你从那个跳板上进去,
what would you say to Noah on the way down?
所以你下去的时候，你跟挪亚会说什么呢？
Would you say thanks, Dad?
你就会说那谢谢你爸爸。I'm glad
that you built this ark for us, Dad. Thanks, Dad.
所以那谢谢爸爸，感谢你呢为我们造了这艘方舟。Now
this is stretching it a long way, but if you were a horse and you were walking down the ramp, what would you say to Noah on the way down the ramp?
所以呢，这个已经扯得很远了。 如果你是一匹马, 你从那个马上从那个跳板上走下去，你会跟挪亚说什么呢？
Would you say thanks, Noah?
你就会说谢谢你，挪亚吗？
I think so.
我认为是的。
I think if you were a hummingbird, you'd say thanks, Noah.
我认为，如果你是一只蜂鸟，你也会说谢谢你，挪亚。
I think if you were a chipmunk, you'd say thanks, Noah.
如果你是个什么猴子，你也会说谢谢你，挪亚。
All creation was thankful for Noah and the provision that he made for them.
所有的被造物呢，都要感谢挪亚，也感谢挪亚为他们所供应的。
You and I try to tell people about Jesus.
因为我呢，试图告诉别人关于主耶稣。
Do you think it makes a difference?
你认为这会让不同吗？
And I'm stretching it, but I may as well keep stretching it. I think if I were a cat,
所以呢，我一直在扯，我一会儿还要扯一下。如果我是个猫的话。
I would like to live in the house of a Christian rather than in the house of that over whatever he is.
所以呢，我愿意住在一个基督徒的家里，而不是其他的什么家庭里。
I think in the day that comes, all creation is going to thank the Lord Jesus for what he did on the cross. And I think all creation is going to thank the people of God for walking in the ways of God.
所以认为一定那个时候一定能到来，所有的被造物呢都要感谢我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所做的，也要感谢所有的基督徒呢与神同行所做的。
Was it easy for Noah?
对挪亚来说容易吗？
No.
不容易。
Was it worth it?
那么值得吗？
Yes.
是值得的。
Okay. And I can imagine Noah a few years later looking out the window and seeing the robins flying in the sky and saying, "Thank you, Lord. They didn't die. They came into the ark that I built for them." And I think that robins probably sang a little sweet song as they flew by Noah's place. That's all stretching it. Don't believe that.
所以呢，就是说，是我认为呢，很多年以后，挪亚呢，在大洪水之后，他从他窗户看见那些鸟呢在空中飞呢，就是说在那里认为呢，那些鸟呢都叫得非常的好听。那么说呢，挪亚看到这个，所以这一切都是瞎扯的，你不要相信。
I think it's marvelous. The Bible's stories are stories of great men and great women. You can imagine it wasn't easy for Noah's wife. Great men and great women accomplishing much for God.
有人这个是非常的神奇的，圣经中的所有的都谈到的是那些伟大的男性、伟大的女性，因为挪亚和他的太太，他们为神呢所做的如此的多的事情。
Verse 22, marvelous verse.
22节是一个奇妙的一节经文。
Thus Noah did, according to all that God commanded him, so he did. Good for you, Noah.
挪亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。太棒了，挪亚。
All right, Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Over to the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Verse number 7.
第七节。
This is how God summarizes the life of Noah.
这些神怎么样给挪亚的人生做了一个总结
？By faith Noah, being divinely warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household.
第七节说，挪亚因信既蒙神指示他未见的事儿，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。
That's where we usually leave the story of Noah.
就是说，通常呢，我们就说是，在挪亚的故事里面这里留下的。
But it says, by which he condemned the world.
但是这继续说呢，因此就定了那世代的罪。
It's amazing. Is the world guilty?
这是非常的神奇的。那么整个世界有罪吗？
What is the condemnation of the world today?
对当今世界定的罪是什么？
They don't believe Jesus.
他们不相信主耶稣。
What is your job?
那你的工作是什么？
To condemn the world by believing in Jesus.
就通过相信主耶稣基督定这个世界的罪。
So the man stands before God on Judgment Day.
所以这样一个人，在审判日的时候站在神面前。
Let's assume that man is your next door neighbor.
所以我们假设那个人呢是你的邻居。
And God says, Did you obey me? Did you believe me?
神说呢，你顺服了我没有？你相信了我没有？
And your neighbor says, No.
你的邻居说没有。
And then God says, Why didn't you believe me?
所以神说呢，为什么你不相信我呢？
And he doesn't have much of an answer. And then God says, You could have believed me. Your next door neighbor believed you. Believe me. You wouldn't believe me, but your next door neighbor believed you. I condemn you because you did not do what your next door neighbor did.
所以那个人呢，他呢无话可说。那么说呢，神说呢，你知道吗？你的邻居他相信了我，所以呢，你本来也是有可能相信我的。你不相信我，那么说因为你的邻居相信了我，所以你不相信我的罪就定了。
On Judgment Day, they stand before God in Noah from Noah's day.
所以在审判的日子，他们呢在挪亚那个时代站在神面前。
And the man says, I lived in this world, and we just and you're not fair. You never should have sent that flood.
所以他说呢，我们活在这个时代呢，也呢不公平，也不应该降下大洪水。
And God says, Did you get into the ark?
所以神说呢，你进到方舟了吗？
And the man says, No.
那个人说没有。
Did Noah invite you into the ark?
挪亚有没有邀请你进入方舟呢？
The man says, well, yes, he did.
那个人说我他邀请了。
Well, why didn't you get in?
那为什么你不进去了？
And the man's got 15 excuses, and God says, I'm sorry, I condemn you. Noah invited you in, and you would not come.
这个人呢，找到了15种借口。那么神说，对不起，那个挪亚呢，邀请了你，而且你没有进去，我因此呢，定你的罪。
Okay, verse number 7 again. By which Noah condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
再次来到第七节，因此就定了这世界的罪，自己也承受了那从信心而来的义。
I thought he became heir of the world.
我认为他呢继承了整个世界。
Why doesn't it say by which he became heir of the world? Everything he saw, he owned. Why didn't it say that?
为什么这里不说呢？他呢，就是说是继承了整个世界所有的他看见的东西，他都拥有了。
Because it's more important to be heir of the righteousness which is according to faith than to be heir of the whole world.
因为这个呢，就是成为那个从信而来的义，继承这个从信而来的义，比继承整个世界要重要的多。
Jesus said, What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his own soul?
主耶稣基督说，如果一个人赢得了全世界，却失去了生命，有什么意义呢？
Noah gained the whole world, but it wasn't terribly important, because what he really did gain was the righteousness.
所以挪亚呢，赢得了整个世界，但是那个却不对他来说不是最重要的，因为最重要的是他承受了义。
How did he get it?
他怎么得到的呢？
The righteousness which is by faith.
所以呢，他通过信而得来的义。
Okay, Noah is a good story.
挪亚是一个好的故事。
God's got something better for us.
所以神呢，有更好的东西给我们。
We're not going to get the world.
我们不会。
We get the righteousness by faith that He got. Hallelujah.
所以呢，我们不会那个得到整个世界，但是我们可以得到因信而来的义。Hallelujah.
Lord, we're thankful. Noah was a good man. He was a rest and a comfort to all who were around him.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩挪亚，那是一个非常好的人，他是他周围世界所有人的安慰和安息。
We would like to be like him, Lord. We would like to be a rest and comfort to all around us as well.
所以主啊，我们也要像他一样，我们也想像他，我们成为我们周围世界的安慰和安息。
May each of us find grace in the eyes of the Lord.
要我们每一个人都在神面前蒙恩。
And then may we proceed to live so that others may find grace in the eyes of the Lord as well.
所以要我们呢也继续这样的生活，然后呢我们周围的那些人呢也能在神面前蒙恩。
So we give thanks for your kindness. We pray your blessing in Jesus' name.
因为我们为您的慈爱献上感恩，我们祈求您的赐福。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.